I think we just found out the new name for our first song from our band, Peggin' with Piss.
What if that's Welcome just back. Our band name, Peggin' with Piss?
I was gonna say it's a good band name too.
Peggin' with really, Piss. Not bad. Not bad. I applaud you.
It is all made out of silicone though.
Our first song then from Peggin' with Piss is Consensual Toilets.
I think it could use some work, but I like the direction.
Toilets. Kid Myth, we're going to be screaming about peeing and things.
Yeah. Yes, we will. It's
perfect.
We'll have like hopefully 25,000 people who are actually into that.
This is just rude of me. I'm so sorry, everybody.
What are you doing?
I'm just keeping this place a mess.
What a fucking Wiggins guy. Shit, I'm
We'll do a quick cut on that.
Dalton left out some chips.
What are you doing? You hang out in here and just fucking veg out,
eat chips, dude. This is Dalton's jerk off.
I veg out with my veggie.
Your veggie straw?
Veggie straws.
Yeah, what room do you jerk off in the most?
What room? He doesn't jerk off. We already established this.
He still does, just not often.
Oh. Yeah?
My room? Ben?
Yeah.
In your room?
Yeah.
They're savages.
That's where you sleep. We don't come where we sleep.
You go in the backyard like a normal human being.
My neighbor Keegan shows up. What the fuck are you doing, dude?
At least you have a fence. Oh, me and him privacy don't. Fence.
Oh, yeah. You guys
got trees, and I just got to hide in my little wood shack.
Well, you got your. He's wood shack in a shed. Yeah. You guys got a little something.
The problem with that would be my shed is entirely filled.
Damn it.
And it's supposed to be sticky.
Filled and sticky. Where should be, baby.
We won't have to lube the lawnmower this summer.
Would cum be a lubricant?
No.
That doesn't mean
that I didn't use lube while I was stroking my fucking meat sword.
Who uses lube? You go in dry and you hope for the best.
Yeah, I mean, I could, but this time maybe it's nice and warm in there, and I'm feeling myself. I want a little bit of lubrication.
The sweat.
Sweat.
You know, every now and again, Barry, I do like to enjoy something.
Do dicks sweat?
Yes. Well,
I would assume. It says no.
Fuck, whatever it is. You don't even know.
Yeah,
you have a vagina, okay? You might still know.
Okay. So does a dick sweat?
I don't know. I would assume it does.
It must.
Doesn't our whole, like, isn't it, don't we have pores
throughout your hair everywhere?
Body. Our ball sweats, or why not our penis?
Your balls grow hair. Your penis doesn't.
That's some bullshit, dude. Somebody get fucking Bill Nye in here.
For having one, we sure don't know enough about it. Fucking.
We'll man, whack. I barely know what mine looks like.
Called you out again. You got to see his penis.
I said, wait, hold on, what? I said, I barely know what mine looks like.
Yeah,
oh,
wait.
I misheard. I thought you said, yeah, you barely know what mine looks like. I thought you were calling him out again for not seeing your penis.
But I have seen his penis.
Yeah, he has seen my penis. Show him a picture.
Wow. On this episode, I'm a fucking idiot.
How many beers have you had already today?
17.
And how many just did kidding. You boof?
2.
Using that funnel. Or practicing.
Yeah, dude.
For the P Peggers Olympics.
I'm funnel boofing out here. Wow. I don't know how many I had. 4. What am I at? 1.
5, 6, 12? 13?
1 pre-shower. I had 1 pre-shower beer.
Did you have 1 during the shower?
No.
What the fuck about is wrong with you?
But I was hungry and I didn't want to get like too lit up.
Oh, sure. Yeah, because if it gets too hot in there, then you start getting that
you're like, whoa.
You feel like you're almost surfing.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that should get
hitting the
dicey.
Fucking gnar out there. What, Barry?
Sorry.
What's up,
this just
boy?
Broke my own mind. Shit's obviously more disgusting than piss, correct?
I would say so.
And your asshole's full of shit.
Yes.
So in that logic, it shouldn't bother a human being to have piss in their ass, correct? It's less disgusting than the shit that's already in there.
Sure.
In sure. theory, I
and
suppose
it would just
that
feel like
sense.
Fucking hot diarrhea. Yeah, that's all it would be. It's just hot diarrhea. It's like when you, it's like when your body just literally doesn't like you and your pancreas doesn't work and you just have like an oily shit. That's what I imagine.
Does pancreas deal with shit?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was something with like digestive stuff.
It is, which in turn.
Well, I mean, if I thought.
Alters your feces.
So your stomach deals with shit too then.
Yeah, it helps break it down. Everything.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about. Okay. All right.
You know, we're talking.
I mean, does it have a direct into the shit, like in the intestine area and stuff like that? Not the before, like helping that break it down and everything. Okay.
No, but if your pancreas doesn't work, you can, you get some weird shits.
But you can live without it, right? You don't need a pancreas. Right?
I don't think so.
I don't know about that. I'm not going to comment. No comment. I plead the fifth.
Just panicked. Oh, fuck, I have no idea. No.
Well, this episode's over till Ben lawyers up.
Yeah.
Just plead the fifth. And fuck, I don't know, man. Fuck it. Don't talk to me.
Like that kind of stuff blows my mind, though. Like, we have two kidneys, but only need one. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, when we evolved and not. Yeah,
and your liver can grow back or can regenerate.
As long as a piece of it, right? Kind of like Majin Buu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I love Manju Poo Poo.
I'm out.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. You guys are just talking some bullshit.
Dragon Ball Z.
Machu Picchu and all that. Listen. Listen, dude.
You broke. That's the second time he's been broken today, dude. You can't handle this.
Dude, he's in an altered state.
What the fuck was that?
That's Machu exactly boo-boo. What you just fucking said.
You want to see Dalton completely keel over? Go to the video extra podcast. Quiet
and extra fast. And you know what? That's the fucking blurb of words that I heard.
He's from Dragon Ball Z in anime.
Yeah, that's totally fine, dude.
What happened right here, dog?
Guys could have gave me like a...
Do you even know what the shirt was I was wearing?
You just got to go with it.
Listen, I had questions and I fucking...
You didn't ask a single question. You just repeated the name and saying, that's what I fucking heard. And you made up a new name.
Well, I was wondering what it was.
Yeah, the Machu Picchu effect.
Machu Picchu. Oh my God. All right,
fuck
God.
You guys, dude. I'll go home, dude.
God,
you guys cool? Me. You guys cool?
I'm Gucci, right, baby.
What happens when you break people?
Oh.
Break them one way or the other.
Break me down.
You know
I
me.
Know where we were.
That's in the first 8 minutes.
I have no idea.
We can't top anything. We're fucked
now. Yeah, we're fucked.
Yeah, we're going to have 8-minute podcast. We're out.
All down. Done. End it. Cut scene.
How many podcasts we do in one day with 8-minute podcasts?
Oh, it'd be so many episodes.
You know how fucking obnoxious that'd be to be a listener and just fucking nail through them?
Even worse to actually create them. We have to edit.
Oh, for sure.
Save. Okay, done. Save. Okay, done. Save. Okay, done. Send them all to me. I'm sitting there going through a list of audios.
The most interesting 8-ass minutes, though, to listen to and tell you what.
Yeah, you'd have to do like fucking just fire them off quick as you can go.
You would. You'd have to back them, like stack them like it'd be a whole hour episode.
Basically a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, fucking sick.
So we pretty much become.
What?
So we are. We're stand-up comedians.
One.
That don't stand. We're
did you
sitting.
Say something about cum?
We yeah, did you become?
Oh God, dude, I'm missing all.
I don't know what's on your mind. You had some mushroom salsa down there, whatever you called it.
Dude. She put some shit up in them shroomy boys.
I don't know, man.
Like
you neither. Guys did use an excessive amount of fucking mushrooms.
Yeah, we did. There's.
It's different. It's not.
Would you like some noodles with your mushrooms?
What? It's all fucked.
Oh man,
it's fucked. I'm fucked.
Yeah, so get away from the fact that we can't fucking talk anymore because we can't stop laughing. So the internet did something really funny today, or not today, this week. There's that video going around of Biden tripping up the stairs.
I haven't even actually seen the actual video.
Really?
I just see.
Oh, he takes a tumble.
Dude, everybody's recreations. Everybody's recreations just have flooded my shit. Like, I have not seen it at all.
My absolute favorite, and this meme has been used over and over throughout the years for people tripping and falling. Burr brought it up for us, is a video of the sniper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And he's shooting, love that one.
And he keeps on, like, he'll shoot and then Biden trips. And he goes, shoots again, Biden trips, keeps going.
It's so good.
Saw the electric wheelchair for going up the stairs.
Yep.
Saw that one.
Bunch of ones of Trump smashing golf balls.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's, I love the internet because everything's funny there. Everything's at least
fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like, that's funny.
People get creative as fuck quickly.
Imagine if they use that towards something that actually meant something.
Oh my God.
All incredible. That creativity that's wasted on memes.
Is it really wasted?
I mean, well, not in the. Know. I mean, they're still learning stuff, but millions. I mean, like, if they took that same drive to want to make something like that to make something in their own portfolio. I just like realized something.
Content? What?
In the future, for you know, people make portfolios of their work, especially in like some sort of industry like that. There's going to be a day where someone's going to be like, here's my portfolio. It's going to be memes and they're going to get hired for it.
Oh, my God.
I would put money down.
Wonder if they already do that.
Right?
They probably do.
For at least like their social marketing division or something. Like, all right, we need someone that understands these hip young kids because we're old farts and memes, we can't figure out life. So who's got those, what do they call them? The is that the word? Dankest memes?
Dankest
memes.
So ask them that in the interview.
Memes.
So how's your meme game? Is it, would you say the dankest?
Is it fire?
Like, well, I get like 50 likes per meme. Get out of here. You're worthless.
Are they lit?
I think they would just have somebody who actually knows what the fuck they're talking about interview them.
Probably not. That's how interviews go nowadays. Most of the time, it's just some old person that's trying to find that young hip man.
I fucking hate interviews.
That has not ever been my experience.
That's just always all it is.
Who makes up the interview questions? Because they're fucking dumb as shit. They need to reevaluate the question.
It's funny that you say that because people still find a way to fail them miserably.
Absolutely. They've been the same for the last 50 years.
And the same answers work every single time. But some people will be like, so you're here for the full-time position? Yeah, but like I can work 2 days a week for like 3 hours each night.
Yeah. So no, you can't.
I definitely can. I just got to go by this. Or so why do you want to work here? Honestly, dude, I don't. I just need money.
I just need money.
You're going to get hired.
People actually say that.
Fuck yes.
That's incredible.
The gas station I worked at in high school.
I want the money.
Good friends with someone that did the interviews. So they always show me resumes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And some of the things they put on this resume. Like I went to prison, so I know how to stay orderly and all this and all that. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, put that on the resume.
Social skills. There's felonies for like aggravated assault.
Oh my God.
Perfect.
And you want to be a social worker? You are
fucking hired, dude.
Well, I told you about my buddy that decided to go through an interview and every answer was Red Bull.
Red Bull.
And he got the job.
Which I still to this day don't know how that works, but
what motivates you? Red Bull? What do you want to get out of this job? Red Bull. How are you feeling today? Like, I need a Red Bull. Like, that's literally what he did. All right, you're hired. Cool. We'll buy a Red Bull. And he went and bought Red Bull and left.
God damn.
What a fucking interesting person.
Yeah. Blew my fucking mind. Oh.
I wouldn't have the balls to sit there and do
me
that.
Me either.
Because, like, that's usually if I'm interviewing, I fucking need the job. Like, I'm not going to just go in there to fuck around because, like, I need money.
Yeah.
I need the fucking job. Yeah, why are you here? Yeah. Red Bull. Like, dude, I would not in a million years think anybody would get hired for that. So that's impressive.
They'd right? call me fucking retarded.
They'd be like, sir, do you know any other words? Were you in a car crash in the last 6 months?
You high? Right yeah. Now,
he just doesn't break eye contact, doesn't blink, and just goes,
yeah, that would be
yes,
impressive.
I know. Sugar free.
Sugar.
But if you just talked like a robot,
it'd freak me out.
I used to do that for a support on. Chat like when I used to do working for a warehouse, I had to call support a lot for like RFAs, get things like warranties and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they didn't have to text the one, sometimes the language barrier made it really difficult. So I developed the robot voice, which people like telemarketers have. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, what's the card number? I'd be like 3789440 58, you know, like stuff like that.
Damn.
Jesus.
Like, and then my name is Nick, Nick.
Oh my God.
Because it's the only, like, if I said, you know, I slur my words, I talk fast. So I would never get through because that language barrier makes it hard for both sides to understand as well. So it's like, I would never get anything out of it because they can't hear me because I talk like Speedy Gonzales on crack and I keep on going and you can't stop me because I keep on fucking going. I'm like Twister from the fucking rap group, whatever it is. But, dang. You know, Busta Rhymes over here, but.
Spin fucking ish.
And then on the other side, it's like, okay, I want you. You need to reset the router. I'm not even talking about the internet. Oh, that's just reset the. All right. No, type it in or you get my robot voice.
Damn. Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. I still do it with like ordering a pizza and stuff.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. God, can I get the card number, please?
Never fuck up.
Just over and over.
I can't do that, man.
My address, everything. It's fun to do. It annoys the shit out of everyone around you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you don't say your letters as like the military alphabet?
I say letters as any word I want to with the letter.
Nigeria, igloo, cock.
Like they'll be like, they're like, your last name, or like your first name, Nick. And I'll be like, N as in Norman, I as in Icky, C as in cake, K as in kitty. God. It's like, okay.
I had a guy tell me, well, I was reading my VIN number off from my truck when I first took it in. Just can read the VIN number off. And I started doing, I was like, V, C. And it's like, actually, can you, when you say the letter, can you like say a word that starts with that number? It's just sometimes it's hard, the phone. I was like,
muffles.
Call me fucking stupid, dude. But it was weird to do it that way. B as in Victor. Oh, my plug just fell out. What the fuck, dude?
Butt plug?
Uh-oh. He's ready.
So am I. My body started falling apart. You see that shit?
I don't know. I don't think it's a part of your body. I think you stretched it. Right? You gotta go up one more size now.
Dude, I could.
Bomber.
I definitely could. Thought about it.
You gonna sew him?
No. Sew them? How are we going up just, and then sew them?
Dude, the kid at the gas station I worked with did. Slice them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, just cut them a little bit.
Should I just pull on them until they tear?
Glue them.
Ooh.
Glue them. Just get a cut right in the bottom. Get that
Gorilla Glue out?
Yeah. Maybe I'll try that out. Then they're kind of blown out assholes.
Go on.
My ears. My earlobes.
I want an extreme detail on how they look like blown out assholes.
They straight up, like if you look at a butthole.
Like when you push your asshole and out.
But
I don't know. I can't get past the 3D look of that compared to like your ears aren't like blowing outwards.
Just picture like the ring of the asshole, like a little
puffy.
Little puffy. Like just the ring of the asshole though.
Like somebody just sat there and sucked on it.
I guess I've never seen a puffy asshole. I don't know. I've seen a puckered. Puckered's a thing.
Puckered's a thing.
Puckered is a thing.
But
not. Wasn't
that the name of like a flavored thing you could put on stuff as a kid? Like Pucker? Like you could buy from like Spencer's or Hot Topic.
It was like Pucker an alcoholic drink?
Like a booze? Like a sour.
Pucker's is one for sure.
Are you thinking of like drink. A sour juice?
Yeah, type like, thing. Like they would use it like as like a sexual playtime thing. All that did was make your dick sticky. Even after fully cleaned off, I tried it one time, just made my dick sticky, and she's like, "Well, that was." That tasted good, but how was it real? I'm like, why the sticky dick?
Why have a sticky dick?
Well, doesn't it always like that after? I'm like, no, it's not.
No, I don't have a permanently sticky Johnson.
Sticky, like I had to salt that shit up like twice and wouldn't come off. It's like, Jesus.
Christ. No thanks.
You gotta get a fucking little steel wall on there. Do they think
that the person blowing you is a fucking Hoover? Like, just
depends on what kind of chick suction? You got, dude.
Like, fucking just locks the lips around. It's a fucking, what do they call it? A vacuum? Just... no air left in there, just completely. It's like space in between the throat and your fucking sack.
The fuck. What do you call that? Oh, a vacuum.
Well, I was thinking of the machine. Vacuum. I was thinking of like the space of no air, where like things will fall the same. And I couldn't figure out that. I was like, gravity, that's not the fucking word. I can't say that. I'm never going to live that one down.
Sorry, I can't wait half cocked, but man, I was like, it took you that long to think of the word vacuum.
I knew that was coming too because I said Hoover.
Because I thought about it. Yeah, vacuum cleaner.
Like a vacuum in space.
Might be.
But for real, like that stuff was the worst. Or those like I went to Spencer's. I got these like sexual dice. They're the lamest fucking thing ever. I'm like, oh, the first one's probably just so they can't show like all the fun stuff. Nah, it's like lick a toe,
rub one shoulder.
Yeah, rub a shoulder.
You just say rub a shoe.
Kiss, and then there's only one that says perform oral. That's like the one. Dirty one.
Really?
Yeah.
Perform oral.
Pinch nipples until high-pitched screech occurs.
Jesus.
Get that on the face of a die. God damn.
That's a fucking novel.
I'm about
you could
it.
Shorten it.
You could.
I just... Pinch nipple lengthy. Scream. Pinch nipples till scream. Till orgasm.
I don't... Do I know women get stimulus through the nipples.
That's stimuli.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dude,
I even get a little stimuli in the nips. Kidding me?
I was gonna say, do men really?
Dude. Yeah, dude.
Cause nipples don't really do nothing for me.
Dude, I'm fucking.
I'm more of an earlobe guy.
Oh, dude, earlobe's gonna make me cum.
I know, I've almost done that to you.
Jesus Christ.
I was hit the Ben earlier today.
I'm
too.
Not an earlobe guy that much.
No, you're a back of the neck guy.
Dude, that'll fuck you up too.
Yeah, I'm like a head scratch motherfucker. Like, Oh, fucking nuts.
It's like that video of the guy sneaking around the girls, like guys' girlfriends, and like using that head thing you guys used to have.
God, that fucking thing.
And like
thing
they're
is...
like, and the guy freaks out and chases him.
Dude, that I haven't thing. Gotten my hair cut in 4 or 5 months, it feels like. And dude, just having my head shampooed.
Isn't it fucking incredible?
Dude, your whole body just kind of fucking tingles.
Oh,
it's fucking great.
It's the best. That's my favorite.
Literally
part.
Anybody, it could be, well, not anybody, but like if somebody knows how to do it.
Yeah. It's
boys, I'm gonna have to make my own cardinal rule mistake. I'll be right back.
Pussy.
Oh my god, what the fuck you mean, dude?
Oh
dude,
boy.
He's got a
Mayday.
He's got a fucking Mayday, business situation.
Dude, he would leave 21 Barry, minutes.
Figure that door out. Twice. Who's this foot?
Can you figure it out?
Figure
dude?
It out. Tighten up, Barry.
Tighten it up.
Holy funk, man. Now I'm here. Now he's got me yelling. Now he's got me fucking yelling. Now we gotta look at each other in the soccer.
He's gonna be gone
position.
For the next 20 minutes, and this whole episode is just going to be
me and you.
Like it's. Oh, you know what? The whole time he's gone, I hope he can get like some nice elevator music.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's playing right now.
I hope so. It'd be incredible.
And like just super low tone, like where you can just still hear us talk, and it's just. That's what I don't know. We'll see how good his editing skills are.
It's funny because we were just talking about taking fast poops. Like who can poop, immediately poop, then wipe, bounce out. Not that guy. Not Barry.
No.
None of us.
No.
Barry, this is going to be a test of his limits right here.
Is this the first time? There's a select few people, like there's a select few men that shit and get out. There's a very, very, and I feel like that's such a smaller percentage.
Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. At least in like America.
I think so.
I feel like everywhere else is kind of like, yeah, I got activities to do.
Yeah.
For some reason, Americans just love to sit half naked on the toilet, scrolling through their phone.
I don't know. It's just like especially like after work, you have a
little stress relief.
It is. It's like a downtime, me time.
It's quiet.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
It's just you in the room.
Yep.
Chilling.
Yeah, it's fucking great. Get to
unwind. It's super nice, dude. It's underrated. You don't just take a shit and sit for 20 minutes after you poop. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's nice. It's super nice. I would agree.
Top. Dude, I've been in. I've known to been in there for motherfucking hour, so you know. Yeah. Dude, I'm just lost in a video, or I've literally just been like watching somebody stream while I'm taking a shit.
And then it turns
into me actually watching and forget that I shit, and I'm like,
oh
not good.
I do always wonder after, like, oh, fuck, I'm going to wipe. I'm just going to have crusty shit back.
I just
feel like, have I been sitting here long enough?
Yeah, dude, just, booty croutons.
Just pulling out shit balls. Ugh. Hard shit meatballs. Ugh. I fucked up.
Dude, just pee it. Fuck, you have Dingleberry City. That's so gross. Oh, man. Yuck. Rip. Dude,
Oh, my Dingleberry City.
Yeah.
Flicking them out of the wall.
There's a theory about, and I don't remember exactly which way, but if you're somebody who has dingleberries, it's because you're wiping the wrong direction.
Really?
I don't know much other than that. I don't.
Interesting, though.
But that was that I heard.
Wiping the wrong. I mean, you'd have to be wiping back to front, right? Is that like the only wrong way to wipe? How?
Yeah, I think so. Or some people wipe sideways. There's crazy people like that. the standers, some, you know, they'll rip a cheek and then just get in there. And so I don't know if.
Dude, listen to this. So I'll stand and wipe.
Okay.
I'll also sit and wipe.
Okay.
Kind of switch
it up. Depends on the day.
Yeah. But I've never stood wiped.
And spread sideways. Your ass cheeks. Do you spread your ass cheeks when you stand up?
You got to spread them a little bit. I mean, you have to spread. Otherwise,
you don't do like a half crouch. Like you don't just kind of half crouch.
I guess technically, yeah. You're kind of
so
doing
you don't
a little
have to like have
squat.
A hand up your ass while you're trying to spread your cheeks.
Because people's argument with it when you're standing up and wiping, you're just like clenching your ass cheeks back.
Yeah, but you don't stand up all the way.
No, you can't because you don't want to just.
You're not trying to clench the poop in your butt.
Just mashing shit in your ass and then trying to wipe up mashed shit.
I think that's just like the only rebuttal for anybody who says you can't stand up to poop or you can't wipe and stand up.
Yeah.
Because they just imagine that you immediately just fucking hop to, you know, full fucking just like locked legs.
Clenched asshole. Yeah,
fucking
dude.
Fucking giving the old salute right before you. No,
that's
dude.
Not how it'd be.
You got to keep a slight crouch.
I do say to people who've never stood up and wiped, you got to try it once. Cause like, oh, I got a fold. Cause I know you fold paper. Did you fold right now?
I fold.
Yeah. You fold. Yeah.
Dude, sorry. Gas station hot dogs. Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Not me, dude. I fucking roll it, ball it, fucking.
Dude, I feel like you're way more susceptible to catch some poopy.
You're going
to
catch poopy and you're wasting way more.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of just.
Well, back when I was like.
You uncultured swine.
When I was unexperienced, man, I was using way too much toilet paper. But now I can't, you know, you fucking.
Even
you
back paper
when I was, type paper.
When I was a kid, I'd ball it up. It wouldn't be like, it'd be like a ball. You
but
know?
I did.
Yeah. So it's like, it's literally one wipe with, if you fold it, you can have multiple wipes.
See, I can't fold it, wipe with the same. It's wipe and done.
If you have quality paper.
If you have good paper.
I get quality. Like,
and it ain't a wet one. If it's a wet one, you don't double wipe because then you'll rip right through the paper.
I get
and you'll have an orange, green, brown looking finger.
I get the quality. Oh, God. Like, nothing against the quality because that makes sense. It makes sense. But like me, just on my own terms, I can't just rewipe with a used.
The poop's not on any other part of it. It's just
but
wipe,
it's folded. You're pancaking it.
Fold. White.
I can't do that.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tie this fucker down.
Where would the poop go?
It's not going
into
my it's not, but it just feels like I am. You know what I mean?
I'm
going
to tie this fucker down and make his eyelids stay open. I'm going to shit in front of him. And I'm going to wipe and fold over and over till this little piece of paper is brown and that small.
You're going to give me a fucking
and then I'm
going to paint
my
attack.
Nose and eat it in front of him just so he throws up.
I am saying, though, I did try. What I was just trying to say is if you never stood and wiped, try it once because you never know. Because I am a baller folder. I'm a baller.
You're a shot caller. 20 inch blade
on the Impala. Yeah, dude. But I did try the folding the toilet paper, and it just didn't feel right.
I'm having deja vu right now.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm fucking the weird one out. I don't know.
I'm just saying, you sit, you lean, you wipe, you fold, you're clean.
I've also sat, leaned, and wiped, but straight.
You never, if you didn't have,
you never just hold your nuts
tons.
And go back to front.
No one's got that kind of room.
Hope you don't just
skid mark your nads.
Yeah. There's no way you got that room to get in. No.
I'm just wondering.
You got tiny hands? I got small hands. I can't do that.
I got tiny hands.
And now if you got that giant ball of, it's like a soft ball of toilet paper that you're trying to shove into your asshole.
Sure.
Yo, we should have our listeners fucking tell us if they're a fucking stander or a sitter wiper. And are they ball folds?
You'd have to throw
balls or folds.
Pull up.
I was going to say, are you a crumpler like some the uncultured swine over here? Or are you like more of a folder?
And do you stand or do you dangerous. Sit? Interact, please. Thank you.
I feel like if you have a messy shit, like one of those bad ones, you're not feeling good.
Oh, yeah.
And you use a ball, all you're going to do is get like the middle part, but you're going to spread around it on the other part. So you're going to have like streaks up your own cheeks.
Oh, no way, dude. You're getting all.
No way.
No.
You will not convince me.
All you're doing is that you're just doing a quick little rub. I mean, you got to come from both sides. You got to pinch and pull. Come on, man.
How are you getting all there with a fold, though? How are you getting all there with a fold? What makes
because like you can put enough pressure to like
yeah, you
get
can,
it
you,
up.
You could fucking just fist your ass on it. That's how much pressure you would have.
It's literally like putting a pill. Okay, Dalton, if you put a ball right here of paper, right? And you push your finger into it, you ain't going to feel up here as much as you have a folded over thing. Because the quality paper, which you do have, when you fold it over, it's like that Bounty shit. It picks up everything, right?
I wipe my ass like a fucking
the quicker picker upper
wire.
You wipe your ass like a caveman.
Dude, I wipe my ass like
I take pine cone. Rub.
Dude, I throw away. The poop comes out, man. I'm telling you what.
I understand it comes out, man.
All of it
I'm
comes
just
out.
Saying.
All of it, well, I never check everything. All of it comes out.
Yeah, do you even look to make sure that you're clean or you're
after
you
after I wipe, no. Do you?
Yes.
You make sure you don't leave until you're not putting streaks on the paper.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant. But I thought you were talking about like checking your actual asshole out. Like your wipe, there's no poop with the toilet paper, and then you're bending in the mirror, just checking your fucking.
I want you to get some dude wipes.
I'm out of here.
And I want you to use one.
Oh, dude.
So then you can see how dirty your asshole really is, you crumpling fuck.
All right. Listen here, you.
Captain Crumpsalot.
You fucking crouton.
Dude.
I got that sophisticated fold, and you're sitting there crumpling up like a savage.
I know.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you. That's some peasant shit.
It's like eating pasta with a spoon. What's wrong with you?
What kind of noodles is it?
You? No, 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 no. You claim to be an Italian man here. And you're telling me there is certain pastas you eat with a spoon. I'm not saying you twirl it on the spoon. That don't fucking count. I'm saying you dip into that bowl of pasta, which is usually on a plate anyways, with a fucking spoon, and you pull out any sort of noodle. I swear to God. It's like one noodle at a time. If you're lucky, you sick son of a bitch.
You're trying to tell me you don't eat spaghetti with a spoon, bro?
I'm trying to tell you.
What are the fucking shell noodles?
You stab them. I mean, I would.
Dude, you can fucking get so many.
Do you eat macaroni
fucking
with a spoon?
Fuck yes. You can get fucking.
I eat it with both. Don't look at me, motherfucker.
I've eaten it both.
Captain
like fucking
Sparkle over
I'm
here.
A switch hitter, motherfucker. I will fucking use whatever utensil lands in my hand first. I'll use a fucking steak knife.
There's only one spoon I'll use, and that's because it's so beaten down, it has a serrated edge on it. It's like a spork itself.
Oh, that's fucking
amazing.
And I
don't use those little bitch spoons that come in, the teaspoons. I use a tablespoon for my cereal and everything else that I'm going to put inside of my mouth.
He's got a fucking
potato
ladle.
Salad. Fucking tablespoon.
You got
bitch.
That ladle going into your mac and cheese, and you're just like,
you don't get a farm body without a fucking eat everything out of a tablespoon. That's how it works.
Oh my God.
Could you eat a tablespoon of melted butter?
No.
It depends. Is it salted or unsalted?
Salted, I probably could.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah. Dude.
Yeah. I honestly don't know which one.
It doesn't matter.
I
probably could. It wouldn't be that hard.
I just grab a stick and I run.
I don't love.
Yeah, that's fair.
I wouldn't eat like. Just I wouldn't usually take a chunk out of a fucking
I've done
piece
that.
Of. No,
as a kid, I love butter.
No, dude, I can't.
Explains
just
my
fucking
sick
eat.
Physique.
A little butter
my
bar.
Sick physique.
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, I can't just butter's chew chunks of butter.
I'm like Howard down there. I'll fucking eat a stick of butter.
If I needed will. To, I could, but I'm not doing it on purpose.
Nope.
Or if, not for fun.
If. So butter's dairy, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
How is it able just to stay out?
Because it's been cultured.
I know you read that somewhere. What does that mean, Ben?
It's culture, dude. It goes through cultured. Like a crazy steaming.
You can't say it's culture and then just be like, what is it? It's cultured.
Dude, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it goes through like a steaming process to get like all the microbes out of that.
So
bitch.
If I steam mayonnaise, I can make it into a... That
I wouldn't suggest it, no.
Ugh.
And why would you do that?
Steaming
I want
you don't want lukewarm
mayonnaise
block, motherfucker.
So you can just sit there and slice mayonnaise and spread it on toast.
Oh, what do you got in the Instant Pot? Just a jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I'm sure there's a way. I'm sure there's a way. Why wouldn't there be a way? You could probably add like cornstarch or something to it to make it gelatinous.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Wouldn't that fuck with the flavor?
It's cornstarch, dude. Don't taste like anything besides like
corn and starch.
No, it just tastes like fucking nothing. Just dry powder.
We're
going
to test this. I'm going to bottle of cornstarch. You're going to drink it.
No.
Yuck.
Put on your pancakes.
No. God, I'd fuck up some pancakes right now.
Dude, I could fuck some pancakes up.
And now everybody else is hungry for pancakes. We did our job. You're welcome.
Don't tell them what they want. You could be a waffle person too. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, fuck me.
I wish
they
would tell
waffles.
Us if they were pancakes or waffle people.
Don't <I'm> so lonely.
No.
Somebody, please,
like the,
please talk to me.
Please. SPCA videos or whatever. Sarah McLachlan. You're Sarah McLachlan right now.
I am.
Only for pennies on the dollar, you too can talk to me.
Yeah.
Please. I will
only
pay you.
Only one comment on an Instagram post could save this stupid little bearded child from a lonely, heartbroken crying
for pennies
session.
On the dollar, we can afford to buy him followers.
Please, God.
Is that what you want us to do? Is buy you followers, dude?
No, please, no. Please, no.
Wake up to fucking 3 million and me and Barry's bank accounts are both fucking empty.
It'd be even funnier because it'd be like he signs on the next day
and they're all
where
gone.
Where they all go? Yeah. And me and Ben just look at each other. We ran out of funds. We missed a payment.
Sometimes it'd be like that.
We needed a refund. We were broke. All right.
Imagine how easy it'd be to make money off of. You're just, hey, by the way, I can run a script that makes it so that I can get you like 100,000 bots to be your fucking followers if you want. It's going to cost you, you know, X amount of money. And then you just sit there and you're like, all right, here you go. Ship it over to them. And this little program runs and you're good to go.
I feel like there's got to be a lot of people who do that.
Oh, yeah. We know some.
Interesting.
I won't name names, but we know some.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed.
Right?
Some people, what a turn of events the world has come to.
Right? It's just one giant popularity contest.
Jackbox.
You get paid to be popular.
Yeah.
Before it was like, you have to have a skill. You have to be an actor. You know, you have to be smart. You have to be an athlete, you know, something like that to be a celebrity. Now you just got to be able to be on the internet and people will, you know,
it's consistency.
Follow you.
It's all consistency.
It is.
It's all consistency.
Like, I'm looking at some of these, like, went through like there's a website where it shows you Twitch is like top everything.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are, you know, 90,000 fucking subscribers. That's like a minimum of $2.50 per subscriber.
God damn.
That's like 300,000 a month.
That'd be so sick.
Dude.
I mean, don't get me wrong. They get raked over the coal and taxes.
Yeah. That's a ton of work to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and to achieve that.
That's also true.
But like, holy
but it would
fuck.
Still be so
yeah,
sick.
It, I mean, it's doable. I mean, to work that hard, I mean, you're definitely making it. Gets worth it. If
yeah.
You can achieve that.
Great. Blows my mind.
So if some more of you subscribe.
Yeah, like, smash that subscribe button, dude.
We could fucking, you know.
Maybe we'll start an OnlyFans. Who knows?
Fuck. Hey.
I feel like we've been talking about that for
a
months.
A minute, dude.
No. I've been trying to get everyone to go on board. I'm like, let's do this. Let's do that. Everyone's like, yeah, sure.
Well, then you have to just create the OnlyFans then.
I already have an OnlyFans.
Yeah, but create
that's where I sit on carrots.
Create the fucking OnlyFans.
They call me Farmer Barry.
Farmer Barry.
I teach you how to plant carrots in your asshole and pull them back out.
They call me Helmet Toe D.
Wow.
Well, it's just videos of his toe and people sucking on his only toe.
And your whale toe?
I'm a whale toe, yeah.
Yeah.
My narwhal. You want some of this narwhal, baby?
I was asking Dalton this the other day. Ben, like the most disgusting person on this planet you could think of, right? Like a celebrity or something that you're just like, that person is gross.
Okay.
$1 million, but for a minute and 45 seconds, you have to suck their toe.
For how much? A million?
Mm-hmm.
I'd pass. I don't really care.
Like, you don't want to do it?
No.
No?
No.
Just a little toe.
No, dude, just some fucking hammer toe, fucking fungus.
Dude, toes can get bad.
Nah, dude. Eh.
Like, if the person was gross, but the toes are all right?
You could get a whole new mouth.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to waste all my money on the one thing that gave me the money.
I'm just saying, get some Listerine, dog.
I'm just saying.
It's this new minty type of toe
job. I don't even know how to suck on a toe, I don't think.
Have you sucked on anything before?
Yeah, dude. Of course I have.
You just got, it's like riding a bike.
Just less teeth?
More teeth.
Oh, sure,
you gotta
scrape
the fungus.
Oh. Oh.
You get $2 million if you cut his toenails with your tongue, too.
Oh.
Or not your tongue, your teeth.
Yeah, that just might actually be worth it. No.
Nibbling off toenails? Ick.
Dude, you ever watch those people that are just.
I would if I could.
Would you?
Yeah, why not?
No fucking way I would.
No, dude.
I bite my fingernails.
I've been known to bite my fingernails, kind of getting out of
that.
Why not?
You don't have any fucking fingernails,
your
man.
Your fingernails don't come out. They roll over.
Yeah.
On my toes, not my fingers.
Look at your thumb.
Look at your fingers.
Only this one. It's only my mutated one, man.
Yeah, the rest are going to mutate over time. Look at your index. It's getting there.
Let me see your fingers.
They're helmets. He's got infantry. Yeah.
You got a whole fucking squad on them bitches, dude.
Fuck you, dude.
He just looks at the mirror and goes, where are we dropping, boys? He shoved his hand in the sink.
Oh, that's so good.
I'm fucking so upset right now. Where's
show
my friends at? Where are you guys at?
Show everybody your helmet hands.
Look at these helmet hands. I'm so
mad.
Yeah,
flex that you got married by wearing a ring.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
You know what, dude? I'm fucking going home. I'm out of here.
Well, joke's on you. You're already home.
Get out of my house.
But we do have squatter's rights still. So
yeah, we do. That. We do have squatter's rights.
Yeah, we were here before you one day.
Yeah, and we were here for X amount of time when you told us you were going to be here.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
And you lose your house. It's two single guys.
It's the way of the West,
wait,
you know?
What? I count as two now?
I'm losing my house. Yeah.
Well, you're right.
Yeah.
You fat bitch.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
That was just kind of, I feel like that's. Okay. I just went into a Durden moment. That's how Durden would do it. That's how you would say
that's
it.
What Durden would do.
That's what Durden would do.
We make a song.
Durden, where the fuck are you at?
At home playing video games. Next question.
Joke's on me because he never watches this.
He's icing those huge legs. Those
fucking beefy calves.
Beefy calf.
He was climbing fucking airplane towers all day?
Yeah. No, he's actually climbs up the sky to get to the airplanes.
Oh, dang.
He steps like this enough times. He's
that Jack and the Beanstalk type shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
A heavy hitter.
Some people walk on water. You know, Jesus did that. You got Durden who walks on air. Beat that one, big guy.
Beat that, though.
He walks on air.
It's a fucking airbag.
Did he ever send you the picture of his hair?
No, nope. That fucking wiener. Oh,
darn.
He said he has a fro and he grows his hair out. I said, fucking grows send me.
So his hair waves. Pick. Like, mm-hmm. It's real thick, but real curling over always. So it just doesn't grow like back or anything. It grows straight out.
Just out.
But how he describes it is it grows this way more than this way.
Oh, shit. Oh. I'm going to get
he's
on him.
He's got more horizontal flare than vertical.
Yeah. I've tried to get him to grow his hair out so much. It'd be so fucking awesome.
Do it, dude.
If he did that, I'd give him $20.
Dude, he might do it.
I'd give him $20.
That's a lot.
That's $40.
That's quick math. $40?
The math checks out. Can't confirm.
Sick.
I've been getting on people for math recently. It's been fun.
Why? Do you know math that great?
Decently,
are you a pretty good math guy?
I do math really good in my head. But because you know how toxic we are to each other in Call of Duty lobbies. We just scream at each other. So Durden and Berber getting after me and they're like, oh, we got enough for doing something. And I'm like, no, we don't. And he goes, no, I did the math. I'm like, definitely, because that's how that works out.
Holy fuck.
And they're giving me shit left and right. And Durden just hops on. He has no idea like the actual numbers. He just hops onto it.
Yeah.
And then we all drop our money for him. It piles up. It's 9,600, not 1,000.
And they 10,000. 100% convinced that Barry dropped money at some point and just hid the $400.
Are you? I didn't at all. I didn't. Oh my at god! All. They're just yelling at me.
And dude, you fucking dropped that money. You're hiding fucking money. And Durden's running around like a good portion of the map. He goes, I can't fucking find money anywhere, dude. I don't know where he put it. Oh,
so then Durden just stops and he's like, you could tell like in real life this happened. He'd stop and just stare at him, and he just goes, I put a lot of faith into that. Like, I stood behind you, dude. I had no idea. I just hopped on with you. Now I look like an idiot. Thanks.
Oh, God. So fucking funny.
Air Force will do that to you.
I just love how we don't give a shit when it comes to that.
Not one shit.
Not one.
We are not afraid to go after people, especially when they stand up, wipe with a crumpled ball.
I was going to say, but I was just going to say, if I do give one shit, crumple it up, wipe it out. That's all I'm saying.
We're gonna have a wipe off.
Fuck yes.
Stay tuned for that next time.
Because our way of wiping is cost effective.
Cost effective, dude?
We use less sheets, more wipe, we cover more area.
It seems more labor intensive to me.
All we have to do is fold. You're sitting there trying to make the Vinci code out of a piece of paper.
It's like a fucking Rubik's Cube. You get the shit out of the next side.
Dalton's sitting there with some bubble tape.
You guys got fucking carpal tunnel and.
No. See, this is what's happening. Dalton takes arthritis. The roll in front of him like with bubble tape. He's sitting there just nonstop grabbing like you do with a mouth. I'm just wadding it up in your mouth.
You should just pre-crumple your fucking toilet paper and keep it in a wastebasket.
Dude, I probably will, actually.
Or, honestly, take those paper towels you guys use to clean up things. They're already crumpled up. They're paper. Throw it in there. Why not?
The ones you use to dry your hands off because then they're kind of like moist. And
you have a moist towel for your butthole.
It'll be a little cold on your butthole. Yeah, perfect.
I'm just going to start using wet washcloth. Washcloth.
White washcloth?
I got a fucking fart so bad right now. A washcloth.
Yeah, that's why I got up. I was scared.
I'm either going to piss my pants or shit my pants.
Well, we're at 45 minutes. So that's the perfect.
Sick.
We really want to go longer, but he can't control his bladder. So we're going to have to go. We love you guys. Wow, and dude. Stay tuned for more crumpled up paper podcasts.
Fucking them out of here, dude. I'm upset.